Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. State capitals across the country are on high alert. NPR's Amy Held reports they're facing an increased threat from extremist groups now through Wednesday's inauguration.
The FBI warns of the potential for armed protest in all 50 states. State capitals are boarding up, putting up barriers, and calling in armed forces. In Washington, D.C., where the Capitol was breached January 6th by pro-Trump extremists, thousands of National Guard troops are on hand to protect this week's inauguration. Assessing the threat level beyond Wednesday, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says comes down to a question.
How serious is our country gonna take domestic white extremism?
Bowser tells NBC's Meet the Press that the deadly Capitol attack should serve as a warning.
We never believed that so-called patriots would attempt to overthrow their government.
President-elect Joe Biden has vowed to crack down on domestic terror. Amy Held, NPR News.
Nine Democratic House members are preparing to argue the case for impeaching President Trump before the U.S. Senate trial. Congressman Jamie Raskin is the lead manager. He's on the House Judiciary Committee and a former constitutional law professor. Raskin tells CNN's State of the Union the task before his team is clear.
We're going to be able to tell the story of this attack on America and all of the events that led up to it. This president set out to dismantle and overturn the election results from the 2020 presidential election. He was perfectly clear about that. He described it as a fraud, a scam. He said it was a stolen election, and he continued to exhort his followers to do everything in their power to overturn the election result.
The rollout of COVID-19 vaccinations has been slow. People across the country are wondering when it'll be their turn. At the same time, NPR's Sydney Lupkin reports a federal deal to increase vaccine manufacturing has an unusual condition.
Emergent BioSolutions has received hundreds of millions of dollars to help make vaccines and other treatments for COVID-19. But according to its federal contract, it can keep vaccine doses to immunize its employees and their families. Public health officials have been crafting plans for months to determine who gets the vaccine and when, but Emergent's contract could allow people to jump the line. The company and the government say that won't happen, but experts aren't so sure. Meanwhile, another vaccine maker, Moderna, has announced that it will vaccinate its employees, board members, and their adult family members. Moderna will be using a supply of doses that are separate from what it promised to the federal government. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
The number of people who died of COVID-19 in the U.S. is nearing 400,000. More than 3,200 just died yesterday. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. This is NPR. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is on a flight to Moscow from Berlin, where he'd been recovering from being poisoned and nearly dying in August. Russian authorities say they'll arrest him immediately. As part of the online celebrations leading up to the presidential inauguration this week, the committee has released a playlist to help people celebrate at home. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports actor and producer Issa Rae collaborated on it.
The 46-song playlist offers a wide selection of artists, from boomer favorites like Bruce Springsteen, we take care of our own, to Gen X hip-hop and soul acts like Jill Scott and Mary J. Blige. Contemporary pop like Dua Lipa. You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo, I'm levitating the Milky Way. This is ahead of a pre-inauguration virtual concert with planned appearances from James Taylor, Carole King, will.i.am, Fall Out Boy, and more. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Former music producer Phil Spector has died at the age of 80. That's according to the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, where he was serving a sentence for the murder of actress Lena Clarkson. Spector had been highly influential in rock and roll. The department says he died in a hospital. The official cause of death is yet to be determined. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.